Well, Sydney's COVID crisis has claimed two more lives, two people in their 80s today, bringing to 10 the number of COVID deaths related to this outbreak. With COVID numbers also remaining persistently high, New South Wales is desperately seeking to maximise the vaccine doses it controls, a move made necessary since other states have made it clear they'll not send their vaccines to help out. So from Wednesday, supermarket workers in COVID-affected communities will be given priority access to the Pfizer vaccine, and walk-in clinics will be set up in hotspots to help distribute surplus doses of the AstraZeneca product. David Lipson reports.
More of the same spells bad news for Sydney.
We had 145 cases of community transmission to 8pm yesterday.
51 of them were not isolated for their entire infectious period. Another 25 were only isolated for some of it, and 11 cases remain unknown. That means up to 87 cases may become seeding events in the days ahead. The good news is that the lockdown is preventing the virus from exploding exponentially, and Premier Gladys Berejiklian points to improvements in the worst affected local government area, Fairfield.
In the last few days, we've seen a reduction in the cases that council area has had. We also know that they're the least mobile in all of New South Wales. They've actually been doing the right thing.
As have some 10,000 people who've called Crime Stoppers to help identify those who took part in the anti-lockdown protests on Saturday. Here's Police Commissioner Mick Fuller.
Which is an amazing outcry by the community, not just in terms of their disgust at the protest, but the way that the police, the Mounted Unit particularly, were treated during that.
But he says little can be done in the courts to stop similar protests from returning this weekend. So police will meet them with brute force.
They're a bunch of anarchists, which means in terms of our police response, it will be significant on Saturday if it is planned to go ahead.
The vast bulk of Sydneysiders are complying with the lockdown restrictions, but throughout Western Sydney, there's still too much transmission between households and in workplaces. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant has renewed calls to limit movement and get vaccinated with whatever's available.
It is actually quite distressing when I've reviewed the numbers to see how few over even 60-year-olds and over 70-year-olds we have managed to reach.
And so in coming days, additional walk-in vaccination centres will be set up, with work being done now to identify locations for the distribution of surplus AstraZeneca.
All of that work has been going day and night over the weekend, and there will be some announcements tomorrow.
One of those announcements will be priority access to vaccines for supermarket workers.
All of the exposure sites are becoming places where retail workers are.
Bernie Smith is the New South Wales Secretary for the SDA, a union that represents retail workers.
Supermarket workers in the five LGAs that are having more tighter restrictions will have access to Pfizer vaccines from Wednesday. There will be 500 slots a day happening up at the Homebush Vaccination Centre. And then some of the bigger retailers are also setting up vaccination hubs at some of their warehouses, which will vaccinate their warehouse workers and will hopefully be available to some supermarket workers too.
The government's also considering what other settings may need to be adjusted amid calls from some quarters for a curfew, mandatory outdoor masks, and a reduction of the 10-kilometre radius for exercise. Here's the Premier again.
Some settings might change. We might need to go harder in some areas and release some settings in others.
Professor Nancy Baxter heads the Melbourne School of Population and Global Health at University of Melbourne. She says targeted tighter restrictions in the worst affected regions might make sense, but she warns against loosening other areas too much.
You know, these people from these LGAs are going out for work. They're mingling with other people at work who live in you know, other regions of Sydney. So if you're allowing people to freely move outside of those LGAs, it's not going to take long before COVID has spread throughout the city.
Professor Baxter favours an approach where second vaccine doses are delayed so more people can be offered at least some protection.
You know, it might make sense to delay their second dose by a few weeks.
And she urges those struggling in lockdown with no end in sight not to give up.
I just think you have to have hope and you have to stick with it. And it's very hard, I know, but that we can still beat this more infectious variant because we have vaccines and we have good public health implementation of what's needed right now, which is pretty tight lockdown.
Professor Nancy Baxter from the University of Melbourne. David Lipson, our reporter there.